Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Kathy.
Not Kath.
I hate my 17-year-old son's girlfriend. Yes, I understand hate is a strong word, but I honestly can't think of another one. Damn!
That's not great.
This is the message we got
don't
from
Kathy
in Webster, who could care less about hurting her son's girlfriend's feelings. And I gotta say, I honestly respect that. So, pop off, Kathy. Anyone else listening who absolutely despises their son or daughter's significant other? Take a listen to the message from Kathy, who unfortunately couldn't come on the air with us this morning, but she is listening at work. Kathy says, Moose and Breezy, I will do my best to try and keep this PC. My husband and I are not fans of our son's girlfriend. We liked her at first, but as she's gotten to know us better, she's now extremely comfortable letting her true self come out, which is whiny, clingy, needy, catty,
tough scene,
judgmental. We had dinner with her this past Monday night, and she spent most of the meal making immature faces.
I don't love that.
Bringing up inappropriate topics, generally dominating the conversation with gossip about other teen girls and childish complaints about school and her family. Usually our son helps clean up. She sat there with a dirty dish in front of her and refused to move. She puts our son through daily drama, and by drama, I mean her crying on the phone for an hour plus because he made the mistake of sitting next to another girl at lunch that day. And I have no idea how or why he puts up with it. I'm sure I'm missing other things I dislike about her, but you probably get the point.
Oh my God.
She's okay. A terrible teenage child that unfortunately has this spell over my son, and yeah. I can't stand it. My sister made the comment, that's Webster girls for you. I don't think that's the case, though. I try my best to talk to my son like an adult and have him look at the bigger picture on why this girl is and on who this girl is and if she is honestly someone that compliments him as a person. But unfortunately, my son has blinders on. I just don't trust her one bit. Are there any parents listening who have dealt with this with 13? And if so, how'd you handle it? Thanks so much, guys. Love listening in the morning. That's from Kathy in Webster. Thank you for the message, Kathy.
Wow, that is that's a tough scene, for sure. I understand why she would be annoyed, because that is kind of obnoxious, I will say. But I mean, again, she's a teenage girl. I feel like teenage girls tend to be a little bit obnoxious, and hopefully most of the time they grow out of it. But I will say, like, if it's your son's first girlfriend, I can't really recall if you said that or not, the blinders are on. Because it's her first girlfriend.
Love is blind.
First kind of situation.
Yep.
Probably doesn't even know what love is like supposed to feel like, type of thing. So
we've all been there. My first girlfriend, senior year of high school, I was so incredibly head over heels in love. And you know what's crazy is you always think that's the person you're going to end up with.
Yeah.
This is my forever. I'm telling you, it's not. There's rare cases where, yes, you meet at 15, 16, you spend the rest of your life together, and then you're guilty and it doesn't work out because you never got a chance to really hoe it out. You can't skip that part of your life. Otherwise, you're going to try and do it when you're married. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, my God. It's a terrible, terrible thing to say.
PXY, who's this? Hi, Jen. Talking to you, sweetie.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hi, good morning. What's your comment on this?
So, yeah, I live in Webster as well.
Yep.
My daughter has the same issue. Obviously, it's not the same daughter.
So it is Webster,
but
girls.
I'm not impressed with her boyfriend, and I have learned that you just have to kind of let it go and accept them, and hopefully they'll grow and learn not to be with them.
How old is your daughter?
17.
And what? Okay, very similar.
So you hate your daughter's boyfriend?
What are some of the qualities he has that you don't, that you dislike?
Yeah, I have banned him from my home, actually.
Wow!
That is tea. Keep going.
I say this because...
No.
Did we lose her?
No. Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, he, just ruined our vacation.
Him on vacation?
No, he didn't come with us, but he called my daughter
a thousand times
every day.
Yeah.
Making her cry.
Oh, the worst.
You're like, I just spent 10 grand on Disney. Like, why are we doing this? Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so it's kind
that
of
sucks.
It's almost like a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got
and
it.
I've tried to open her eyes, but, you know, she's 17.
So there's nothing you, so they're still together, and they're at this point, there's nothing you can really do about this situation. You're just letting it play out. But I'm sure you've had the conversation. Right. I'm sure you have the conversation with her, Jen, of what the qualities in a good guy looks like and what she should, what she deserves and what she is, should be willing to put up with and what she isn't. But I mean, are those all things you've talked about, or have you just completely cleaned your hands of it and you're done?
No, I talked to her.
What does she say? Is she receptive?
On a regular basis that, like, we are here.
Yeah.
And we understand, but I'm letting it play out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to at this point.
Oh, yikes.
I do.
You know what?
But, like, do you think that you banning him from your home is, like, driving her closer to him in, like, kind of dangerous and unforeseen situations?
I did at first.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess I can't.
Jen.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it, Jen. I get it.
Jen, take a listen.
I can't let him back in.
No, I don't.
And she's, you know, she spends time over there now, but I've told her, I said, if he apologizes, he can come back.
Mm. And yeah,
nothing yet.
Yeah. But take a listen to this message from Nancy. Because this actually might help you as well, Jen. She says, I really disliked my 18-year-old son's most recent girlfriend, and he knew it. They were together for like a year and a half, and she says, they were together for like a year and a half, and I knew if I didn't do something drastic, he would end up marrying her.
Yeah.
And I have this rude, disrespectful girl as a daughter-in-law, not something I wanted. So I decided to do what was sure to work. I started being super nice to her, and they broke up within a month. Kindness really does piss some people off. Good
oh,
luck.
It does.
So maybe you invite him over to dinner. You just, the hugs, the kisses.
Yeah, you smother him.
Drive him away.
Yeah.
Positive affirmation.
Yeah, well, give it a try, Jen, and then get back to us. But good luck to your daughter.
Yeah.
Make sure she's always like just safe, because you know she's in this toxic relationship. And this is
only,
the last thing you want is this continue for years to come. You don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Because he's manipulated her in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So continue to be in her business, if you will. Thanks for the call, Jen. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
This person says, oh, this is great. He genuinely seems like he's coming from a wholesome home while she comes from a broken home. Gotta let him get this one out of his system. Opposites attract when they're young. And he likes the needy feeling that she gives him.
Yes. Men love that.
I think she's insecure and probably doesn't have enough positive attention at home.
They're young, too. They're so young.
But like, even to Jen's point of, I'm glad they're doing it now.
Right.
Because they're not going to marry that. I mean, like... I mean, I know some high school sweethearts get married.
Best case scenario.
Not everybody marries their high school sweetheart.
No,
Let's
of course.
Be so real right now.
No, of course not. Best case scenario, she learns something from this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She figures out exactly what she doesn't want.
Absolutely.
My heartfelt condolences to you in your current circumstances. But seriously, I would assume that your son will be going off to college or some other career pursuit after high school. I'd look at this as an opportunity for them to separate instead of you trying to take matters in your own hands. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Crystal says, when I was 18, 19, I was a nutcase, crying constantly, drama queen, failed out of my first term in college from previously being an honor student in high school, etc. My then boyfriend diligently drove me to therapy. Dealt with my constant mental breakdowns, let me scream and cry at him, etc. I don't know how he dealt with it, but now we've been married for 10 years, and I'm no longer like that. We have 3 children, and life is good.
Okay. Literally love that for you.
Kathy, I would recommend a book to your son that I've read a handful of times called The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz, I believe it is. Great book.
How's that working out for you?
Pretty good, actually.
Good.
No, it honestly, all
what
kidding
is
aside,
it about? Like, genuinely,
it's kind of like The Mastery of Love is a book that it illustrates like assumptions and lies that characterize most people's relationships. You think you need that person in your life. You mm-hmm. love that person. Let's be honest. We've all been through horrendous heartache and heartbreak. But right. why do we keep coming back for more? It's kind
Correct.
Of like a drug.
Yeah.
Give him this book, have him read it one time, and I bet you he breaks up with his current girlfriend by chapter 7. If not, I'll take you to Giants for lunch, because I got to get rid of all these gift cards before they expire.
A lot of gift cards to Giants.
A lot of gift cards. The Mastery of Love. Get it, read it. It's the best thing you can do before you get in your next serious relationship.
Beautiful.
People don't want to do the work, man. You got to do the work. Thank you so much, Kathy, for writing in. Best of luck, Jen, you as well, for the phone call. Thank you.
Nice.
We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.